You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Matt Migaki, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians. We talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. If you've ever wanted to sneak backstage and share a beer with one of your favorite musicians, well, Vox and Hops is the podcast for you. This week on the podcast, I dropped an amazing episode with Dom Grimal of The Last Felony, Ion Dissonance, and Cryptopsy. There is this episode and over 450 other ones to help you enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. So what are you waiting for? It's time to become a Vox and Hops head. Cheers!
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi. Today's episode is on the three reasons you're still a broke musician and how to fix it. This is from an IGTV of mine, and if you've been paying attention this month, you'll notice that a lot of this month's podcast episodes were former IGTVs, and that's on repurposing your content. Don't feel the need to always have to create new content. Repurposing your content and putting it in different formats and different platforms is really important so you can get more content out there but not have to be constantly creating. So that is a random aside, but I hope that's helpful. Now, today we're going to be talking about, again, making money. There are a ton of ways to make money with music, and while that's exciting, it can often become overwhelming and leave us either paralyzed or totally on overdrive and overdoing it. The thing is that paralysis nor overdrive are good states to be in if you want to make money with music, and especially if you want to do that without burning out. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about why you're still broke and how you can fix it. So definitely listen up, take some notes if you want to increase your income with music, and make sure you don't burn out while you do. I'll be giving you some clarifying questions to ask yourself and journal on. So again, get a pen and paper or just write it down in your notes app so you can do a little bit of homework after today's episode. Okay, let's go ahead and dive in. Hey guys, Katie Zaccardi here. I am a holistic music career coach, and today I'm going to talk about why you are still a broke musician. Now, a lot of people think that the reason they're not making enough money from music is because they're not doing enough. Whether you want to go full-time with your music career or just make a little bit of extra income, I want to offer you a different perspective, and that is that the reason you're not making as much money as you want is because you're doing too much. So many of us feel this overwhelming sense of guilt that as indie artists, we should be doing all the time, that there's an endless amount of tasks that we need to be doing in order to move our career forward. And while it's true that there are endless possibilities, that doesn't mean you have to be actually doing all of those things, and especially not in order to make money from your music career. So the first question I want you to ask yourself is, what is your focus? Now, if you off the bat don't have an answer to that question, then that's where you need to start. Define what your focus is. Are you focused on online, Patreon, or some sort of YouTube or other donation-based way of bringing in money? Are you focused on gigging? Are you focused on streaming? Whatever it might be that your focus is, and I want to remind you that that focus can change and shift over time, but whatever your focus is right now, define that. Get super clear on what that focus is and work really hard to put time and energy into building that up. Now, the second part of this is, if you do have an answer to that, but it's not bringing you money, or you know what your focus is, but you feel like you're kind of lost, ask yourself, number one, do I have a strategy? And we'll get back to that in a second. But number two, am I giving this focus enough time and attention to really bring it to fruition? So many times, we want to rush things. It's human nature. We want things to happen faster. And so when we don't see results right off the bat, or even a couple months in, we're inclined to give up or move on to the next thing or switch strategies entirely. Be patient. Give what you're doing some time to work. Especially on social media and in the marketing world, we really need to give people a lot of time to warm up to what we're doing, see it, see that social proof in terms of other people talking about you or other people, you know, sharing your stuff and getting in on whatever it is that you're creating and sharing. And then more and more people will flock to you, more and more people will give you that money in whatever way it applies based on your focus and your strategy. So take your time, get really clear on what your focus is, and make sure that you're giving it the time and attention it deserves so that you can really make that thing come to fruition. Now, I want you to also ask yourself the following questions. Number one, am I exhausted at the end of each day? Number two, do I beat myself up for not working enough? And number three, do I always feel like I should be doing more? If you answered yes to one or more of those things, then the chances are that you are burning yourself out. And if you're burning yourself out, this can happen from overworking or from constantly feeling like we should be doing more. You're actually gonna be less productive than you would be if you just simply integrated wellness and a mindset, maybe gratitude practice, into your daily habits. Now, it sounds counterproductive, right? What do you mean I should work less but somehow be more productive? How does that work? Well, if you're working from a place where you're already drained energetically, it's gonna take you twice as long to get that thing done. Whereas you've just stopped working. If you just stopped working once you got tired and once you were feeling that place of natural ending time, starting to feel that overwhelm, if you just stopped and picked it up the next day, you'd be able to get that thing done in less time, which means that you're wasting time if you keep working, even if you feel that pressure. Now, we're not gonna talk about pressure today, but I do wanna tell you, if you're feeling that, shoot me a DM on Instagram and let's talk about it, because that mindset work makes a huge difference in making money and in reaching your goals. But I wanna stress here that it's really important that you integrate wellness into your day-to-day. If you're not doing that, if you're not taking breaks, and if you're overworking, you are not gonna be thinking clearly, you are not gonna be making money-making decisions, and you're not gonna be executing things to the best of your abilities, and that's gonna stop you from bringing in money as a musician. Now, the last thing I wanna talk about is strategy. Now, it's not about how much you do, if you haven't gotten that by now. It's about your strategy. You need to have a super clear strategy for what you're doing and why you're doing it. Again, goes back to like, are we throwing spaghetti at a wall? Are you just doing something because you feel like you should be doing it? How does this benefit you? How does this bring in money in your career? How does this make a difference with your audience and with yourself? So we want to make sure that you're really clear on your strategy. So that is so important to focus on. Ask yourself, what is my focus? Ask yourself, am I feeling burnt out and overwhelmed at the end of the day? And ask yourself, do I feel insanely clear about my strategy? If you have answers to those three things, then you are on the right path. I hope this was helpful. Go ahead, make more money in your music career. You've got this. And if you have any questions or comments, be sure to post them in this video. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye, everyone.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hey, you. Did you have any plans this year? How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends, Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony, also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-d.com, soundtalentmedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.